You cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must learn to see the world anew. Albert Einstein.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Here on the Essential Oil Revolution is where I pick the brains of the world's top experts on essential oils, as well as everyday people like me and you who have found essential oils to be a tremendous help in their journeys. Today, we talk to Matt Taylor about how he used essential oils and other natural therapies to face down his addictions. But before we get to the interview, as always, allow me to share my favorite oil from this week. A big shout out to Blue Cypress. If you're familiar with cypress essential oil, you can get a sense of what Blue Cypress might be all about. It's got kind of a similar aroma, but for some reason, the Blue Cypress to me this week has just really drawn me in. It's got this extremely deep, cleansing, purifying kind of a smell, as well as very grounding, which I think what I needed this week. It's also known for its ability to enhance skin health and soothe sore muscles, as well as critter control. It is a very thick oil, so before you use it to drop into your diffuser or drop on your wrist, perhaps as a perfume, you'll want to heat it up a little bit by just tucking it into what I do. I tuck it into my bra and just let it warm up a little bit against my body heat. You can put it in your pocket, under your armpit, whatever it takes. Warm it up a little bit so that it flows out of the bottle just a little bit easier. And of course, before our interview, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. These recipes come from listeners just like you who have submitted their favorite DIY recipes to the show. This recipe comes from Stephanie Brewer, who lives in Joplin, Missouri, and it is called Under the Stars Diffuser Blend. To make the Under the Stars diffuser blend, simply in a diffuser, add 4 drops cypress, 4 drops cedarwood, 2 drops pine, and 1 drop vetiver. Maybe you can also try using blue cypress instead of cypress as well if you want to give my favorite oil of the week a try.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
I'm here with Matt Taylor, who is a certified natural nutrition coach, certified essential oil coach, and has been the owner of the Tailored Touch Therapy Massage Studio in Philadelphia since 2007. He's also a motivational speaker and digital creator and has been living with HIV for the past decade. Part of his journey has been overcoming a year-long addiction to crystal meth. Matt shares his story through daily videos on social media, focusing on gratitude, vulnerability, and natural wellness as a way to overcome even the most difficult life experiences. And that is a difficult life experience. Matt, thank you so much for coming here and sharing your story with us. We're so grateful.
You're welcome, Sam. Thank you so much for having me on here. This is a dream come true.
Wow. So let's dive in. You have a blog. I think this would be a good place to start, right? You've got a blog and it's called The Natural Guinea Pig. And it sounds like there's probably a story behind that name. So let's start there.
There is. It's sort of a concept that I hope will spread around the world. I believe that we're at a turning point in time where people are realizing that we've got to take control of our own health, right? And that's a huge message that you share with the world through this podcast and so many others. It's starting to really take off. So I want to take the fear out of natural, because so many people want to live a better life, and yet they're scared. That's what I've come across in my 13 years as a massage therapist. I realized that when I would talk to people, they're just so scared about starting. You know, they would so much rather just rely 100% on what their doctor tells them or what, you know, a pill that they can pop. But they are so scared, yet they want to try some other things. So that's where the natural guinea pig kind of came from. I have gone through plenty of things in my life, I'll be honest with you. So I've had 3 hair transplants in my life, 2 liposuction procedures. I used to get Botox. In 2009, I almost died from a very basic like skin infection, a streptococcus infection that was mistreated for well over a week. And I came within like hours of dying because of that. So when I do that, and then the fact that I experimented with drugs, with crystal meth, with alcohol abuse, experimented with all different types of relationships and communities and things that I went in and out of. I've experimented so many times in my life. I realized this with different things, but it wasn't conscious. It was just sort of, I was going through the motions of life and I was letting life blow me wherever it will.
Well, what I love about the name, the natural guinea pig, is something I'm always saying, and a lot of the speakers on my show have said this, is that we're all guinea pigs, whether we like it or not, especially here in the United States, because, you know, businesses and big business has this sort of try first and see what the consequences are mentality. You know, we are constantly being experimented on, for lack of a better word, with, you know, what we're spraying on our food, what we're putting into our water, what we're putting into our air, you know, what we're being sold to the pharmaceuticals. A lot of times, yes, they have to go through these rigorous trials, but at the same token, I mean, the effects that all of these things are having on us, like we're the human race right now, we're these giant guinea pigs and we're figuring it out. Yeah,
we are. Exactly. We are guinea pigs, but we don't really get a vote in that. So right? Because it's, you go to the supermarket or you go to the drugstore and you just buy the stuff. And like you're saying, most of us kind of trust that companies are doing the best for us, but they're not. They're doing the best for their bottom line.
Right.
And they're not telling us what is, you know, that word of fragrance in the ingredients and on the product that you buy. Most people don't know that that's up to 300 toxic chemicals that could be entering your body. That is you being a guinea pig right there,
right,
for someone else. So it is very empowering, I think, to say, I'm going to be my own natural guinea pig. I'm going to choose what stuff I experiment with, because the experiments are in my hands.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really empowering concept for people. But people, again, just need the education and the information in order to feel empowered to do so. And so that's what I hope to help provide people. And that's what your podcast does and so many others do.
Give me just a few examples of how essential oils play a role in your life now. I get the sense you experiment with them a lot. You experiment with a lot of natural things. So give us a few examples.
So the crazy thing is essential oils were part of my life since I was very young. I remember my father had a little box of them in our bathroom when I was a kid. And I used to sneak in there and I would smell them because they smelled so magical and so awesome. But I didn't quite know what they were. Then years and years later, I became a massage therapist. So I would use them to cover up people's smell. Here's a kind of a funny story. But as I was in massage school, when you finish all your training, you have to do 200 hours of massages, right? So you have to give a whole bunch of massages before you can get your certification and your licensure. And my timing of that just fell right during a heat wave in Philadelphia. So it was like 100 degrees every day. So the people that were coming in for their student massages, they were not the cleanest people, let's just say. They're walking in off the street with flip-flops. And I was like, I couldn't stand the smell. I thought of putting that stuff underneath my nose that they do at the morgue, because sometimes the smell from people's just their sweat and things like that was so overwhelming. But I thought, that's probably not, it's probably not very appealing for someone to walk in and see a big white glob underneath my nose. So I jumped into essential oils and I could put peppermint on people's feet and it would cover the smell. That's how I first became interested in them. Now then, fast forward to just the past 2 years where I got into Young Living essential oils and coming out of an addiction. Here's the best way I can describe it. Each little bottle is like a little victory for me. Each essential oil that I began using and began to fall in love with and notice that it was helping my emotional state or was helping me sleep or was helping my muscles, which were cramped up and dehydrated from a year of drug use, it was helping. Each little bottle was like a little magic in my hands. And I was like, that's pretty cool that I can, if I'm feeling really anxious, I can smell lavender, or I can smell Peace and Calming, that blend by Young Living, or I can smell something like that and it will chill me out. Instead of having to do drugs to escape it, I could use something that was natural, that was doing something really good for me. So that's, essential oils were the very first thing that I truly fell in love with and got hooked on as my way out. I use this analogy when I jumped into a deep, deep well of addiction. And I think many people who experiment with drugs or who play around with addictive type behaviors, we never think that we're going to get addicted. Right. Nobody ever jumps into it. No one picks up drug thinking, you know what, I'm going to ruin the next year of my life, or I'm going to ruin my life altogether. Yay, let's do this. We don't think that way. We think, I'm strong enough. I'm totally strong enough to handle this. I can mess around with it once or twice. And it'll just, being a natural guinea pig, being the guinea pig there's that mentality of, let me just experiment a little bit with it. But then all of a sudden I was in it. I was doing it every day. And essential oils were the first rung as I was kind of drowning in this well, this deep, deep well, and I couldn't find a way out. I was scraping at the sides, at the wall, the stone, and I couldn't find a ladder to get out. And I was running out of energy. I couldn't kick my feet anymore to stay afloat, and I was about to drown. And the very first rung that I found, I finally found the rung of a ladder, and it was essential oils. It was the first thing that I was like, oh my goodness, there's something to hold on to. There is hope for me to get out of here. Now, I couldn't find any of the other rungs, but it was one thing to hang on to. It was the very first thing that was real that made me feel better. And coming from a place of really feeling awful, like I can't even explain how bad I felt at the end of 2017. My body was just a mess. Everything was a mess.
Yeah. This might be kind of an existential question, but like, what do you feel like it is about the essential oils that you were able to grasp onto when perhaps some other things like people in your life or images you're seeing or whatever other tools are out there? Like, what was it about the essential oils do you feel like helped you grasp and hold on?
People like you and I, we believe in essential oils 1000%. So when someone listens to me talk about essential oils, I realize that they probably think I'm a little woo-woo, right? Because I do believe in them. But of course, that's my experience. And I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the real response that I've had within, you know, physically and emotionally. But what it was for me, because there is a vibrational power to essential oils when they're natural and real, and it is reconnecting with nature. So if you could consider crystal meth addiction probably as one of the furthest things away from a human being connected with nature and with the world, right? Being rooted in the ground, being rooted in the earth, being connected with nature and life as it exists in a natural realm. I was the furthest thing away from that. I had used chemicals and poisons to numb myself and to disassociate from everything that's real in the world for more than a year. So I was floating somewhere up out there just in this nebulous of nothing. And an essential oil, when I smell it, or when I put it on my skin, or when I ingest it, I almost can't find words for it. It's real. It is real. It is what nature has given us. It's just real. And so that was the first thing that really pulled me in. I was so desperate to find something real. Like I said, my world was in gray. My world was in grays. I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste things, but I could smell and taste essential oils. I could feel them. They're that powerful.
Do you remember if there was any specific oils that when you think of that time and you think of learning to kind of come back down and get more grounded and rooted, any specific oils sort of stand out in your mind?
Absolutely. For me, frankincense and lavender, which sound kind of cliche, but there's a reason why. There's a reason, because they're awesome. This is one of the things, the very first thing that I was able to do, that I was able to commit to, was taking an Epsom salt bath each morning. When I decided it was time to end this addiction, I knew I didn't have the energy or the wherewithal to start going to the gym, to just immediately start eating better. I knew it was going to be a process. So I found one thing and I said to myself, Matt, what will you do every day that you can actually show up for? So that, because I had let myself down on so many levels, I had lost all sense of integrity and self-worth in myself because I had been abusing my body, right? I had been destroying myself for a year. I didn't like myself very much at this time, but I said, I bet I can lay in an Epsom salt bath. So magnesium sulfate, and some essential oils, I can do that. And I did. It was the one thing that I did every single morning for at least 20 minutes for about 5.5 months. And so putting lavender and frankincense, and sometimes even wintergreen. It's kind of crazy, but wintergreen would give me the energy because, again, I had been using crystal meth, which makes your heart beat like crazy, and it makes you have all this energy. You feel kind of invincible when you first start doing it. Then over time, it just exhausts you. So as I broke away from that and stopped relying on that chemical poison, that drug in my life, I needed something to pep me up. And wintergreen, for me, I love it. It gave me energy. So I would put lemon, frankincense, lavender, and wintergreen in the bath with me in the morning. And that was it. That's all I could commit to, was soaking in that tub for 20 minutes. And a lot of times that was crying and just aching and feeling awful. But at least I committed to something and I did it. And so over time, eventually, 3 months in, I was able to start listening to podcasts in the tub and journaling and writing things. And then over time, I started doing more and more, started working out, started eating better. And over the course of those first 5.5 months, I showed up for myself by using essential oils, magnesium therapy, and soaking in that tub. And lavender and frankincense will always probably be my two ultimate favorites.
As you can tell from your story, you know, becoming healthy, making those good choices, it doesn't happen overnight. It is a process. It's a long process. Matt, it sounds like essential oils served as a big gateway therapy for you. And so I want to talk a little bit more about essential oils and how you love them today. But I also want to hear about some other therapies that you've had success with.
Absolutely. I will say the way you describe it is perfect. They were, you know, we often hear a gateway drug is the drug that gets you into worse and worse drugs. But I love the concept of a gateway natural therapy like essential oils, because they were the first thing when I found a community of people who loved me and who were focused on living healthy lives. That was amazing. But if I had not started with essential oils, if that was not the first thing that I had clung to, if it was not the first rung of that ladder that I had found while I was in that deep well of addiction, I would have never found the other ones. But over time, essential oil therapy really led me to everything, to a much more low toxin lifestyle, right? Because I got rid of all the cleaning products in my home. I ditched all of my deodorants and unnatural things that were filled with fragrances and toxins and chemicals, and I replaced them with totally natural things. But if I hadn't started there, I would have never found journaling and daily gratitude. Daily gratitude has been life-changing for me. I share about this a lot on social media, on my Instagram and YouTube pages. I've done 40 days of gratitude, which was to celebrate my 40th birthday. I did one day of gratitude each day to sort of share that message of the power of gratitude. That led me to find flotation therapy, which is magnesium. This goes hand in hand with my soaking in the tub. Flotation therapy is just like it's Epsom salt bath times 1,000, right? It's 1,300 pounds of Epsom salt in a tub that you can just lay in and float and absorb all that transdermally. So it really helps to balance out the body, to heal the body, which is something that I desperately needed after having harmed my body and aged my body probably about 5 years at least in that 1 year of addiction. I probably put enough strain on my body to age myself like 5 years. So flotation led me to breathwork therapy, which is a precursor really to meditation. It's a totally different type of meditation, but I faced my fears in those breathwork workshops, and something I still do regularly, which then gave me the courage to find meditation, to believe that I could meditate. I know, Sam, that you've talked about meditation and how it's hard to stick with it on a daily basis. It really is. It's very difficult to do it, but I think breathwork therapy and flotation therapy really got me to a point where I believed that I could do it. So I thought, hey, I'm cool enough. I can do meditation. I can handle this. and it got me there. But again, if I hadn't done essential oils, to journaling, to daily gratitude, to flotation therapy, to breathwork therapy, I don't think I would have gotten to meditation, yeah. Which led me to Aroma Freedom Technique, which I know you've probably heard of, right? With essential oils.
Yeah, I've interviewed Ben Perkins on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's amazingly powerful in my life. And then that got me into therapy. So all those other things happened before I even went out and found a therapist, who I did find through pridecounseling.com, which is, I know, something that you talk about on the show. And BetterHelp, I think it is, BetterHelp.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found that way down the line, right? And then just kind of diving into my own spirituality, talking about the terms of God and the universe and spirituality, and then to daily affirmations, which is kind of my newest thing. I do daily affirmations morning and night to set goals for my life and to really solidify the strength that I believe I have inside of me. So each of those things was a new rung on that ladder. And I'm not out of the well. I'm not saying that I've climbed out and I'm, looking back and saying, look at the addiction way in my past. I am still climbing. And I realized every rung, every new therapy that I find, new natural wellness tool, is a new, beautiful, way for me to climb higher. But I continue to look back and be grateful for and be respectful of my past, of my story, of where I've come from. And knowing that at any point, as all humans are capable of, I could slip and I could lose the grip on that ladder, but I'm holding on as tight as I can. And I am determined to keep climbing.
It's so interesting as I hear you talk, I imagine, and I recently interviewed someone else on my show who also struggled with addiction and was in a low spot. And both of you sort of said a similar thing about having to hit rock bottom before you were able to start sort of climbing back up, because there's no lower you can get, right? And then something sort of clicks and you realize and you decide, I am worthy. I am worthy of life. I am worthy of living. Now I'm going to take those steps to go out there and live, right? So yes. What advice might you give someone who maybe isn't quite in such a desperate hole, right? They're, you know, not using crystal meth. They're not struggling with HIV, but they're struggling with sort of this day-to-day just blahness, right? And little addictions, like watching too much TV or social media, you know, like they're in some ways just sort of letting life blow them around, as you say, but we don't want everyone to have to hit rock bottom, right? Before they have this mentality of you are worth it, like go out there and live. So what advice might you give to those people?
I think that this is exactly the reason why I share my story, why I've decided that it's imperative, you know, that I do share my story, because my hope is that people will hear my story and they will go, whoa, like, oh my goodness, this guy really, like, what did he do? Like, I mean, you know, I mean, people hear HIV and people are scared of it. There's a lot of stigma. There's a lot of, there's just, you know, people don't know much about it. So people often, when they meet me and they see that I'm smiley and that I, you know, my skin looks good because of my essential oils, and they're like, how is it possible that, you know, that you had a crystal meth addiction or that you have HIV? It just, I don't get it.
Right.
It doesn't seem possible. I'm like, that's because, well, because anything is possible, right? No, a lot of people don't have to go that low, but use my story for comparison. I don't often endorse a comparison lifestyle. Actually, I talk about doing the exact opposite. Stop, you know, we need to stop comparing ourselves to the Keeping Up with the Joneses or the Kardashians or whoever it is. But compare yourself to me. I share so that people will compare. Please judge me, because that judge me in the natural way that human beings hear a story and they think, oh wow, I didn't mess up that badly. I never started a drug addiction. You know, I didn't have unsafe sex and destroy my health with something like HIV. I want people to feel those feelings and those emotions, have them. And then, because then when you turn the mirror around on yourself, all you can really, the only conclusion you can come to is that, well, I didn't fall that far. So what's my excuse? Why am I not thriving now? If I can hear this guy, Matt Taylor, talk about how he's healthier than he's ever been before, and he's happier, and he feels good, and he's more excited about life than ever before, but he went to such a dark place, then maybe that means I can rise, you know, because I haven't done so much destructive stuff in my life. Then I could even soar, maybe even higher, right? So I hope that it encourages people to realize that, yeah, with these natural wellness tools that you find, you're going to succeed. You're going to succeed, and you can come out of a blah state, like you said. You don't have to live there. I think that sometimes some of us do need to go really, really dark in order to come out of it. But also, if you are just in a place where you're not happy, then talk to someone. And here again, I'm going to bring back to essential oils. Grab a little bottle of essential oils that you can carry around with you and smell them. I mean, emotional support is probably the most amazing thing in my life, in my opinion, that essential oils provide us. Yeah, they provide immune support and they provide support for all of our bodily systems. But I think the most amazing thing is that I can smell an oil. I'm holding a bottle of Valor right now and I can smell it. And I just feel happy instantly. Yeah, I instantly feel happy. And that's what most of us need. We need to get out of the status of numbing ourselves. We need to feel things more. Human beings want to feel. We want to grasp life. We want to gnaw at it, right? We want to chew on life. Like, but everything about our society, scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through social media, is meant to numb us. It's an escape mechanism. And when we get too far into that, it just becomes commonplace. Grab a bottle of essential oils and smell some peppermint, and man, all of a sudden you're just out of it. You're out of that mindset of scrolling and numbing because you feel things. Again, like I said, when I got out of my addiction, it was like I couldn't smell and taste my food, but I could smell essential oils because they're that, you know, they're volatile oils. They're so light and they're so powerful and they travel so fast throughout our bodies that they really do have a different type of impact on our smellers, you know, on our nose. Like we smell things much more powerfully. And that's what someone might need, just a little win.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. I had someone ask me a question the other day. They emailed and said, I've lost my sense of smell. Can essential oils still help me and benefit me? And I thought, well, yeah, I mean, they work on other levels besides just smell, right? Which is a big misconception about them. Yeah. I mean, they absorb into your skin, they absorb into your bloodstream. Your blood cells can't smell essential oils, but they're going to get the benefit from them as well. But it was interesting. I never really thought about, you know, what it must be like to lose your sense of smell. That would be crazy. And then I started doing research and I want someone to try this. So if anyone's listening and they also have a weak sense of smell or have lost their sense of smell, I read that inhaling basil essential oil through the nose can help restore or strengthen your sense of smell. So I want someone to try that and let me know, you know, what results they have. Because yeah, if you can't smell, I wonder how much that affects your emotional processor, right? Because so much of that is intertwined and linked. But
absolutely. I had not thought of that either. But I'm sure, like you said, the essential oils work on so many different levels. But I would really love to put more thought and time into that, if, you know, how it can affect the body. If you don't have the, you know, hypothalamus being triggered, and if you don't have the limbic system kicking in, that's very interesting.
Very interesting.
I'm making a note of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Matt, this has been wonderful. I want to move on to our closing questions soon, but just give us like one last way that essential oils have benefited you, because I know you've experimented with them so much. So any other last stories you want to share?
Well, really, I think they go hand in hand with gratitude for me, essential oils, because whenever I look at a bottle, I remember where I was. And now that gratitude is such a huge part of my life and a gratitude practice is so ingrained in who I am, they go hand in hand with essential oils, because every time I look at them, I realize how lucky I am for a blend like Thieves, which can support my immune system. Again, HIV is something that destroys our immune system. And so yet my immune system, whenever I get blood work done, I talk to my doctor, I get my blood work back and he's like, wow, yeah, your immune system is really strong. It's higher than a lot of quote healthy people, right? People who are not living with HIV. And that is in direct relation to I think living in gratitude, but also the essential oils I use and all the other natural wellness tools that I use, my flotation therapy and magnesium therapy, and just living above the wellness line, doing as many natural things as I can. It's kind of crazy to think that my immune system is probably stronger now than it might have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago, before I had HIV. That's pretty cool. And
that
so
is.
That's what essential oils represent to me. It's like, I can do it. I can overcome and I can live healthier. Nothing in life dictates for me. And again, I realize that we're at a point where modern medicine has brought us to that I can say this, right? That I'm staying alive because of the medications that I take each morning, but also essential oils show me that I don't have to have kidney problems and liver problems because I'm taking these HIV medications each day, because I continually cleanse my body. I do detox cleanses. I do enema series cleanses and essential oil suppositories and things to heal my prostate and all these other things I've learned about. And so they're a reminder to me that I can win, that I can really, really live an awesome, healthy life. And it's pretty exciting to me. I have my bottle of Valor, which I've been smelling the whole time we've been talking. And this is the very first essential oil from Young Living that I smelled, this blend. When I worked at a massage spa years ago, my very first job, the very first Young Living oil I smelled was Valor. And so I love it all the time. But the fact that I continue to learn more and more about it is pretty amazing. I just performed in a cabaret a couple weeks ago, first time I sang in front of people in several years, and I was nervous about it. But then I listened to your podcast and you happened to talk about Valor and how it can be rubbed on the face and over your voice box and things to help calm and empower you to speak if you're speaking or singing in public, and it helps with lockjaw, TMJ. And I thought, that's kind of crazy. I got to try this. So I tried it for a week. And when I got to that Friday performance, I felt amazing. I didn't even feel nervous. I felt so confident, so grateful to be performing again for the first time in years. And now when I think of that memory, I immediately smell Valor in my mind, because that's, you know, the two go hand in hand. So again, another amazing way to use essential oils that I keep learning every day. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing that literally every day I feel like I still learn something new, because it all is this big experiment. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Matt, this has been such a treat. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us and being so open and brave and just honest with the world. And that's where true learning, I think, occurs. So
thank
you for
Sam.
That. Before you go, of course, we need to ask you our closing questions. So
Yeah. The
first is just give us a glimpse into what your daily health habits look like.
My health habits include, I carry a big old tool belt of natural wellness tools with me at all times, right? There's a million things for me to draw from. And I've actually had experimented with so many that now I keep a list, like a list of all the different things. So I remember to try them, because I've tried so many different things that have amazing benefits. But I'm going to go with just sharing the fact that I do something as simple as soaking in Epsom salt bath. I told you that was one of the first wins I had when getting out of my addiction. And I stick with it. I still do it because it makes me feel like I'm going to conquer the day. So, you know, yeah, I go to the gym. I love to cycle. I love to bike. I try to do things that I enjoy, but that simple, simple practice of, you know, filling the tub up and putting a scoop of Epsom salt with some essential oils in there, it sort of grounds me. That's where I do my journaling, or I do my gratitude journaling. That's where I plan for the day ahead. And when I do that, it's a win for me. Again, as if you can't tell, I need wins. I need to be encouraged and empowered throughout my day, or else I can easily get off track and I can easily slip into a dark place. So I love the fact that just finding something simple, like laying in the tub and spending some time in quietness and meditation and doing some journaling and reflecting, can then just set my day off on a great note.
And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I'm going to step outside the box. I know a lot of people talk about actual foods or things that they eat, but I am going to say that we need to ditch a comparison attitude for an attitude of gratitude. And we touched on this a little bit earlier, but we live in a society where social media and everything we look at wants us to compare ourselves to others, right? When you scroll, you're supposed to look at all the people with six-pack abs and people who are on vacation, who are living their most fabulous life, and then you're supposed to feel bad about your own life. And so then you'll sign up for this product, or you'll pay money, or you'll hire someone or pay money. It's a comparison world that we live in. When you begin a daily practice of gratitude, it really makes you realize just how amazing your life is. It reprograms the brain. We develop new neural pathways in our brain, which means we actually then look at life differently. We are reprogramming our brains to find the good in everything. So when we scroll, when I really stick with my gratitude practice, I can look at social media and I can look at all those people having these amazing lives and I can be happy for them, but I don't feel like I'm awful because I'm not living exactly their life. I feel more gratitude for my life and for exactly where I am. Even if there's only $20 in my bank account, I feel grateful for it. So getting rid of a comparison attitude can only happen when daily gratitude becomes the norm. And it really is a beautiful way to go through life, feeling grateful. And it changes everything about life.
And something I've been saying to my small children a lot lately is compare and despair, children. Ooh. Compare and despair.
Wow.
You know, because I mean, children are really, really good at, you know, he's got a toy I want, or that's not fair. You know, Layla got to watch TV today and I didn't. So yeah, it's something I'm kind of saying to them a lot, but I'd be really interested to see how I can sort of turn that into compare and despair. So what can you be grateful for right now?
And that's a beautiful thing with children. They're sponges. Like you said, they're so aware of everything and what everyone has, but maybe just 5 minutes in the morning where they sit down and they talk about three things they're grateful for, then they'll be more grateful for that toy that that's probably been sitting in the toy box that they didn't even remember they had.
Yeah.
But if you find one and they're grateful for it, it does change their mindset. And how beautiful could it be to establish a practice of gratitude as a child and then taking that throughout your whole life? I mean, if we could go through high school and college and all those difficult years with a gratitude mindset, that's one healthy young individual right there who can think, you know, from a place of gratitude first.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Matt. And I'm sure there's lots of people that are going to want to follow up with you and learn more about what you're doing. And I know you've recently launched your own podcast, right?
I did.
Yes. It's called The Well-Deserved Podcast. So go check that out. But where else do you want to direct people to you, get in touch with you and check out your work?
People can check me out at The Natural Guinea Pig. That's GUINEAPIG, thenaturalguineapig.com. And it's on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. It's also at The Natural Guinea Pig. You can email me, Matt@thenaturalguineapig. And yeah, anywhere that you can type in The Natural Guinea Pig, you should be able to find me.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for coming and sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
My pleasure, Sam. Thank you so much for this. This has been a dream come true. Thank you.
And you can connect more with the lovely Matt Taylor over at his new podcast, The Well-Deserved Podcast, as well as other places. We will put all the links for you in our show notes below this episode. You can find those as well on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. We will catch you here next week, where we interview Bill Liebig, author of What is the Best Essential Oil Company? Cutting Through the Lies. You know that's going to be a good one. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you can get that episode as soon as it's released. Until that time, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.